We celebrate the Annunciation of the Lord today, and we celebrate also the vocation of Our Lady as the Mother of God. We celebrate the incarnation of Our Lord and really the divine maternity in a certain sense, although Mother of God, of course, is celebrated in the first day of the year, but it is on this day that she becomes the Mother of God, right after she gives her fiat, let it be done to me according to your word. Our Lord takes flesh, she becomes the Mother of God. But as St. Augustine says, you know, she was more the Mother of God because she was a disciple of God, and she was totally united to the will of God before, more so than just becoming the physical, biological Mother of God. So she's great in so many ways, and we are celebrating the greatness of Our Lady because her greatness stems from her divine maternity, becoming the Mother of God. How great one must be to be the Mother of God. You would have to know the greatness of God to know what the dignity of the Mother of God is. And so this today is a great in so many ways. You know, there's an ancient tradition that says that the creation of the world was made around the 25th of March, or springtime, or the vernal equinox, as well as the Annunciation, the incarnation of Our Lord on this day, and also the redemption of the world, the death of Christ on around this day, the vernal equinox. So springtime, this is really the central day of all of our creation, all of our recreation, and the redemption of mankind is so important on this very day. And it all happens in Our Lady, in her womb, in her person. In her, the whole Holy Trinity overshadows Our Lady and makes her the Mother of God, makes her the daughter of the Father and the spouse of the Holy Spirit, makes her the one single solitary boast of mankind, not only in this day, but of course on her Immaculate Conception too, where she was given that great status of her Immaculate Conception, of being full of God's grace there. And here she's full of so much more of God's grace, so much more of His power and His perfection and His beauty, all of His privileges being bestowed on Our Lady. And we have the incarnation of Our Lord touching humanity, taking humanity to Himself, uniting it to Himself, making Himself truly man, truly God still, but now taking on humanity and touching us in through His humanity, sanctifying humanity, restoring the dignity to humanity that was lost in the original sin. So we see the greatness not only in Our Lady and how God has restored and given dignity to human nature, but the greatness of God Himself and His humbling Himself, becoming man, and the greatness of this day, and we see also Our Lady's humility. She is now receiving the one vocation that all the women, all the Israelite women, wanted for ages and ages, and it was given to her. She, the lowliest of all of God's creatures, lowly in the sense of her estimation of herself, and she just humbled herself more upon receiving this great dignity of the Mother of God, and she's just looking for a place to hide, so to speak, and so she goes to Elizabeth to serve, and she doesn't tell anybody that she's the Mother of God. She didn't even tell her husband. She didn't want anyone to know. She wants it to be between her and God the Father, until God, of course, wants to reveal it, and He did to Elizabeth, and He does to the Church and to all of us, and we must exalt Our Lady All generations will call her blessed, and she is our mother. This great dignity given to Our Lady touches all of us because she is our flesh and blood. We are her children. She is our mother. And she unites herself to us and we to her in our consecration to her. And she is really, truly, and greatly our mother, more our mother through this order of grace than through a biological maternity. And we can take advantage of this by submitting ourselves to her spiritual maternity and to her queenship over us, to her authority over us, to her love over us, to her care and protection over us. And we embed ourselves in her. We give ourselves to her. We place ourselves into her heart, into her womb on this day, and we will be protected. We will be sanctified with her and through her, and we will be saved with her and through her, and restored through her too, through the mercy of God, to the love of God, to our friendship with God. And so it's so important to see this day and to see Our Lady and our Lord, the King and Queen, the ones who the whole world was created for, Our Lady and our Lord. And it is on this day, and especially, that the whole world revolves around this one central day, the fullness of time. And so in this day we can renew our consecration and renew our union with Our Lady in her womb as our Lord took flesh in her womb. We renew our consecration and our total dedication to Our Lady by placing ourselves more in her womb and becoming more a child of Our Lady, being more humble like Our Lady, and being more protected and taking refuge in her. And this is where we will be truly protected and also sanctified and grow in holiness throughout our life, always staying by the side of Our Lady, always staying in her heart. And so we ask Our Lady to take us more closely to her and to draw us more closely to her heart and help us not to leave her ever.
You are